Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the crowd. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down.
Are you still sitting on a beanbag and you're sitting on like a 7-8?
Grow up and head to Right Style Furniture. They've got proper, comfy, stylish gear and they're Irish and family run too.
The house packages are class. For just €3,649, you get an electric sofa set, full dining setup, and beds with mattresses. That's a serious bang for your buck.
We got me corner sofa off them, and I haven't stood up since.
They've got locations in Fonthill, Belgard, and now Omni Park, open every day and late on a Thursday and Friday in Fonthill and Omni.
One stop shop for kitting out the gaff. Don't say we never looked after you.
Exactly. Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Episode 232. Yeah?
Yeah.
Of the Talking Bollocks podcast, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly supported by Right Style Furniture. It's me, COB.
It's me, Terry Flower.
And today we're joined by
Khaki Kid.
Bro, I know you were going to ask it a minute ago, but I was thinking on my way in, I was getting all flustered and all. What do we call, like, what do we call it?
Ab.
Yeah.
Ab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ab, yeah,
so, all right, that works. Because I was like, imagine if I was trying to ask me a question. But like, yeah. So, Khaki Kid, where are you from?
I don't like that, no. Yeah. Even my mates from growing up started calling me Khaki Kid, and it's weird.
It's too much.
Yeah, imagine your mates from young start calling you talking and bollocks or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how you spit it up.
Yeah.
Only cack. Yo, cack. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, who's cack?
Yeah, I was thinking that on the way over. I was like, if I have to ask him a question, do I call him Khaki Kid?
It's coming.
And then I was, what?
Mohammed. I just say every time I meet a stranger that's like friends with my own mates. So say us two are mates and you're like a mutual for the two of us. I'll tell you my name's Mohammed. And then later on in the night, you'll talk to him about me. You'll be like, Mohammed's bang on. And they'll be like, that's racist. His name's obviously not my fucking Mohammed. And they just set them up for later. And then they look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mo fucking Mohammed.
Yeah. Because that's obviously a stereotypical Arab name or whatever.
You said you have a present for us.
Yeah, I do. I have a gift. Every time I go on a podcast, or the two times I went on a podcast, I got the lad's scratch card.
Right. Did anyone win anything?
Nope. Right. But this is the moment.
Record.
Yeah.
We got a coin on us.
I haven't. My wallet is out there.
Siobhan, any money?
You boys sell these coins.
It's very hard to find coins. Like, good bit of coinage. Oh, yeah, key. With me key.
So, come here, what happens here? It says win up to 50 grand. If we win 50 grand,
we owe you one.
Spitting it with me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's legally binding. That's on the record.
I'm not scratching the wrong thing.
Did anybody ever win off a scratch card? I mean win, not a fiver.
The most I ever seen anyone win on a scratch card was a score.
Yeah, I literally won 20 quid last week.
And I bet you bought more scratch cards.
Yeah, but do you know what? I had won 3 in a row. So that 20 quid one, I was up like 30 quid and I was like, let's go. And then I just had a gut feeling I was going to win each time. And then I was kind of faking. I was like, I'll go again. But I didn't really have the feeling. But I was like, you do have it. And I didn't have it. And I lost all of it.
So you tried to manifest it and you stopped manifesting. You ran out of manifesting juice.
This should be a class moment if you won bank on this.
This is what I'm hoping for. This could be the greatest clip of all time.
And then I think it's fake. I won't believe a word of it. I think he's had to send us up. Because I can't...
I seen them videos.
I got me boards, man.
Scratch cards.
Yeah, 50 grand
I
cash.
I feel like that's pure evil, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know to me boards, man. Is. For our birthday.
Stop talking bollocks.
You never know.
Bollocks is really a coach word.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hate, like on radio shows and all, go, oh, we can't really say bollocks on the radio. I'm like, are you mad? Like,
so we're just here, we're talking.
Talking B, they say. Yeah. Like, just bleeding. You just have blokes on the radio telling girls not to be wearing skirts.
Yeah.
Sure up.
What radio station is this now?
So you have to match the yoke on the left, Harry.
I don't know, are we, man? I don't know what you have to do. I'm just scratching here because it's...
Because you're itchy. Cause I won nothing, bro.
You won nothing, no?
I won nothing, yeah.
Like winning symbols. Think about the win the holiday.
Oh, you scratched that yoke up there as well. This is great content. Imagine how this is for
this
audio and visual.
This is ASMR. You should have done it, put it up to the microphone.
Shine. Just bear with us, bro, because I want it.
We can cut this if we lose.
Yeah, if we lose, just make sure this is all gone. It'll never happen.
Say you come in empty handed.
Yeah. Man, he's a cheap bastard. Never even brought us a gift.
Guests don't come in with enough gifts, I don't feel.
Yeah, I second that.
You know, for a while, for like...
If you about get, 2 weeks in a row.
Nah, there was a few.
Yeah, but like back to back?
Nah, back to back is tough.
What'd you get?
An egg maker, yeah.
Aren't they already made?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
You put it in like an egg timer, I think it cooks it. Okay, you know, right. You just put it in the little box thing, and then when the timer goes off, you have a boiled egg.
Boys, you're mad to win him 5 grand. This is fake. Is this fake?
You're taking a piss.
No, I swear to God.
You lying bastard.
No, bro, I'm not joking. I'm mad to win him 5 grand.
Show me.
Where?
Down the bottom there. 3, 5 grand, you know? 5,000, 5,000, 5,000.
No.
Oh, you're blind, man.
It's the yoke on the left. You have to match that.
Match 3 mounts to win.
Tell you how to make a show of us.
I did make a show.
I'm always like, no fucking way.
If I had a, tell me the truth, would you have been sick if I had a won there?
Not really, no. I'm stacking it. I would have been sick of it. Yeah.
If I got someone to scratch card and you won 5 grand, I'd be sick. I got that. Anyways.
See, that's an amount that is like a bit of a scab to ask to split that. Do you know
what I mean? Grand,
yeah.
50 grand, we're splitting it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you're getting something decent now, 50 grand.
Yeah.
No, grand, what are you getting? You're getting a round in Temple Bar and you might have enough left on an Americano.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I feel like that makes you sound mad rich. You're like, 5 grand, that's not... I'd love 5 grand right now, but no.
Yeah, of course. 5 grand's not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money to owe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
you know what I mean? If you owe someone 5 grand, you'd be sick. But like, if someone goes, hey, you have to win them 5 grand, you'd be like, oh, nice one.
Yeah, nice one.
That's
gonna be gone in a couple of weeks, mate. Yeah, that's like one holiday.
Yeah.
You're to Cork.
Yeah.
So when you first came in, bro, we were chatting to you outside. You had to come in with Playboy shoes on, by the way. I said you dressed mad.
Hipster. Yeah.
And we had this conversation as well with Ryan Hennessy, who was in here. I was saying this outside. Where does this style come from, bro?
I feel like this comes from my ma. Like, my ma used to dress me like this and I used to hate it. And then I feel like it's just come full circle again. I used to just want to wear tracksuits. I fucking love tracksuits. And I started getting my own money at like 15. I started buying tracksuits. And then I was like, not into tracksuits anymore, really. I still wear a tracksuit. I'll wear a tracksuit with the loafers. That's the look for me. Maybe not the full thing, but like nice grey, you know, tracksuit bottoms, baggy yokes, t-shirt with the loafers. Clean look.
Yeah, but see, when you say a tracksuit, well, you don't mean like a Nike Tech tracksuit.
No, yeah. Nike, they're a bit skinny, but that's what I'm saying.
You're like an Adidas original baggy tracksuit.
Yeah.
With something fresh.
But like, growing up, because nobody was wearing skinny stuff growing up. When you were like 12, skinny tracksuits weren't a thing, you know? So those are the tracksuits I like the kind of older baggy ones.
Yeah.
But I feel like lads are coming back around. People are going to start, like, lads will be wearing baggy stuff again soon enough. No,
everything changes.
He's on the comeback, yeah. Baggy is on the way back.
Even like the jeans aren't as skinny anymore.
No, jeans are baggy now.
I used to hate the whole skinny jeans thing. I have too fat of an arse to like wear skinny jeans. I used to look like a young one. Like I don't know if you remember, but I feel like in 2015, there was a time where people were wearing like mad long t-shirts. Do you know, like, I don't know, maybe that was a hipster thing. T-shirts were just too long. And when I would wear them, they would go over my arse. So it looked like I was wearing a dress. They'd come down like this and then like that. And I would, not a look.
But even the oversized t-shirts are coming back out as well.
Yeah.
Did you get much stick when you were younger for wearing clothes?
All the stick, man. Yeah. But I feel like it builds character. Everyone that gets bullied says it builds character, or maybe it's a coping mechanism, but like it is it's asking for a lot, especially if everyone else is just wearing tracksuits and you just stick out like a sore thumb, and then you're like half brown already. Do you know what I mean? You stick out, you stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Like in Dublin?
Yeah.
Like, so in Dublin, I'm from Walkinstown, and then my ma's Irish and my dad's Libyan.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you grew up in Walkinstown.
Yeah.
And then you're dressing like this, you're saying.
Yeah. It's asking for a lot. Yeah.
Was it completely different from the rest?
Yeah, what do you mean?
In terms of the rest of people your age, lads your age, let's say, were they dressing completely different to you?
Yeah, they're just lads in tracksuits, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, I used to love that, I never got, do you know those like indoor football shoes? Do you remember you'd wear like, what were they called?
The Total 90s?
Yeah, man, yeah.
They're coming back now as well.
I've seen a few wearing them, yeah. But like, those were the shit when I was like 11. Everyone had those on, yeah.
Total 90s, daddy.
Coming back where?
Hipsters.
Go on, I
know what he's talking about.
Only seen an ad from him the other day. I say, that's not real, and it is. I bet you go on the Nike now, and the first thing that's going to pop up.
And why are you wearing them with? Like tracksuits?
Jeans.
Yeah.
Baggy jeans and a pair of Total 90s, I promise you.
But they were class and never got. My mom got me a pair of, like, I think it was from a charity shop. She got me a pair of Timberland boots, you know, the big chunky yokes. And again, wearing those when everyone is wearing the Total 90s is just. It was a bad time. Yeah, I used to want to be like everyone else.
Well, it made me confound a pair of Timberland boots.
What?
Yeah.
What? With a suit?
No, a pair of jeans.
Okay.
Yeah, I wore jeans and Converse.
Yeah, a pair of Timberland.
What'd you get for your confirmation?
Much?
What? Yeah, how much?
Oh, Jesus, couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
don't know, but it was definitely took on me anyways.
I wish I...
Yeah, every kid, I know you're going to agree with this, every kid in town, wherever they got a quarter off.
Yeah.
If you got
it,
if you got
taxes right there, that's yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't get away with that now. Like, my young man made a combo 2 years ago. Yeah, and I didn't see a bean out of it.
Yeah. For Armas?
Yeah, Armas. The kitchen and all was
you got
done.
A cadet and a blade and whisper.
Yeah.
And you sent on your way.
And a DVD.
Yeah.
You got a new film and that's it. You got, and it's like, where's my compo? I'm giving you money. You're like, you got Shrek.
Yeah.
Shrek, you have Shrek on the, you can watch Shrek whenever you want now. Yeah. Imagine that. You're like,
it's worse because you opened the cards. You've seen all the 50.
Yeah, why not just take it out in the first place?
You know the paper trail.
Yeah.
You know how much money's coming in
here.
Man, I'm glad I didn't know my compo. I'd be fuming. I didn't know nothing growing up. Like, I didn't know. I was like, no religion growing up, which is almost worse. I'd rather have been like a Muslim or do something so you get to do holidays. I didn't do Christmas. Didn't do confirmation, didn't do birthdays, man. I was just shy crack.
What, nothing?
Just nothing, yeah.
Not even a birthday?
Birthdays are not part of a religion, mate. That's just like life.
Didn't do it, yeah. My mom had 6 kids and she's a single mother, do you know what I mean? Our religion, we don't do birthdays. We didn't even have one, but yeah.
You know your date of birth?
Yeah, obviously, what do you mean? Yeah, yeah.
That's a bell.
Yeah, do you know your date of birth? I was born in the coom.
You were talking about that yoke on TikTok a minute ago.
What was on TikTok?
Gang stalking.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I was saying to you is that there's a thing called gang stalking where the people think they're schizophrenic people and they think the government's out to get them. They're being stalked. Every person they see, they think they work for the government. And I saw some schizophrenic people posting about this on TikTok. Like, you could literally just go on TikTok and find schizophrenic people all day. They love it for some reason. And so I found in the comments, it was a comment underneath, the name was Cyber Security Expert, and it was this lad being like, I can help you get rid of the government from stalking you, blah, blah, blah. And so I found out basically this lad is scamming schizophrenic people. So he'll text him, he'll be like, I can hack into the database and it'll only cost me 300 quid, this and that. And so I've just been texting him for like 4 or 5 months on and off, pretending to be a schizophrenic person. And I was saying to him, oh, how much is it? And he's like, oh, it's free, but it'll cost you 300 quid to do this and that. And I was like, oh, sweet, I can just use my my trust fund. And he was like, okay, class. And then I was like, I have a budget of, oh, this other lad said he'll do it for me. And I said he'd do it for 17 grand. And your man was like, oh, I'll actually do it for 3 grand. And the price went up. And now he'd just be calling me every other day, asking me if I'm okay. He's like, are you okay, honey? We can call him now if you want. We'll see how that goes.
Go on, why not?
Go on, give him a ring.
He was calling me on a... He made me download Signal. Do you know the Signal?
Yeah, like
yeah. So now I'm texting him on that. I texted him the other day. I said, he called me. He said, good days. I said, pick up my calls, bitch. And then he responded. He said, no language, please. And then I said, sorry, it wasn't me. They made me say it. And then he said, I understand. Because again, I'm pretending to be schizophrenic. Let's see if you...
And what are you going to say to him here?
This is me personality.
I'll just say help. Or this is like, yeah. These are the guys. I think they're stalking me.
And has he answered before?
No, but he calls me all the time.
And you never answer him?
No, because I'm just waiting for the perfect moment.
So this is the perfect moment?
This might be the perfect moment if he picks up. And then he always sends me like biblical shit. He's like, if anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Prayer emoji.
Bro, how long is this going on with him? With you and him? Like?
6 months. Because on and off, though, do you know what I mean? It's like with Dane.
Really?
I don't even know if it's a bloke, to be honest. I just know.
You're not committed. He's not a bit committed. On the side.
Yeah, he even sent me, this is the website he sent me. This is the cyber security website where he hacks into and he's going to save me. But yeah, I'm going to make a little series off of this. Have you ever seen those lads who call it like the
scammers, yeah. Your man in the north.
Yeah, man. I was trying to get him in contact with him to do it. Cause
still ring.
Yeah, no.
He'll call back. If he calls back, we can pick up.
So this is going to be the perfect
moment.
You're
in the middle of reliving like your childhood and telling us how you grew up and believe walking sound. This fella's going to ring. He's going to be like, right, park that.
I thought it'd just be sound to just like waste his time because like obviously he's like targeting fucking mentally ill people, you know? So I was like, oh, it'd be nice to just like, while he's texting me, he's not texting someone else, you know?
What's the name on these people again? Gang stalk?
They think they're getting gang stalked, yeah.
And so you said that you see it on TikTok. Are they posting it on TikTok?
Yeah, they're
themselves?
Posting. Yeah, they're just recording. Like, you'll walk past them on the road, they'll record you being like, he's in the government. I told you, he's fucking stalking me, this and that. And then there's other people who think they have like chips put in their head by the government.
people always think they're more important than they are, don't they?
Yeah.
And I include us in that.
100%.
Sometimes you're walking down the road and you're like, oh, I look shit, or someone's looking at, and then you're like, I'm actually just not that important.
It's not that deep.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
This is another level, that's it.
Even coming on this, I'm like, oh man, I was listening to like other episodes and I was like, fuck, all the lads are like Shane Todd, I'm like, he has stories, he's funny. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, what am I going to talk about? Do you know what I mean?
But it's not that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Totally. Yeah.
Tell everyone what happened. You were late coming in. Why?
Snapped the chain on my bike.
Who did this happen to before? And then you felt like you weren't that important as well, actually.
Yeah.
I said, oh, this happened to someone before. And he goes, oh, I thought it was the first.
Yeah, legit. Because like, who else would use that excuse? A reason.
Was it not PJ?
No, PJ came in on his motorbike.
Oh, Pat Short came in with, remember? On his bike. Motorbike
as well,
did his bike break?
Someone did come in. Because remember someone came in, the hands were black. The hands were black. Can't remember who that was. Was it Micheál Martin?
Did you hear Micheál Martin on this?
Mad. We're fucking big time.
Get him in a music video. Ask him if he'll do a music video with me.
Well, tell me now, your creative mind, what would you get him to do in a music video?
Just get him on a horse. I feel like that'd be class. Do you know what I mean? In a tracksuit, yeah. What else would he be doing?
Strong gang signs on the horse.
100%. Yeah. Oh man, if Micheál Martin could do like a wheelie, that'd be class.
If me or mine can do a wheelie, I'd have to leave Ireland.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, it's actually embarrassing, isn't it?
Can you not either?
No. Do you ever, I don't know if you'd be riding bikes anymore, but like, if you ever get on a bike and you're by yourself cycling somewhere and you're like, let me just try this real quick. Just don't have it. You're like, you see these kids do it and you don't have it. Like,
yeah. Seen young, they would do that. Like, and they're doing it on shoe runs now.
Yeah.
But he's just stop.
Yeah.
There's no need.
You're jealous.
Oh, yeah.
You're jealous. Yeah. Then I told myself I might be easier on the shoe runs.
I haven't tried it.
No, I might be.
It might be though, because it's all about the momentum. I know the technique after technique.
Yeah, it's all in your head.
Drop her into that lower gear. Yeah, you stop the bike, you put the pedal up, and you push and lift at the same time.
But is it a frail coming off the bike? That's
maybe it's just practice. It's getting your reps in.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I don't know, boys. Bro,
that should be a series of yours. Just
learning how to do a wheelie.
Learning how to do a wheelie. Yeah, get some of the lads to teach you the wheelie.
We'll actually do that.
Leave her in, because we want someone to do it for us. Can we get a wheelie expert?
Yeah.
What's one of the lads?
It's
the
just black? Some 11-year-old.
That's like yeah. You did the board gosh with us. You come on stage.
That was class, yeah.
Did you see, I know you did see, Coyle Cobbler's comment about you.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah,
is that
the
greatest one line I've ever heard?
Possibly, yeah. That was class. And then he's made the clip afterwards, and that did, but then my missus sending it to me, and
like, have a miss.
Yeah.
Right. When the hung you out the dry there.
Tried to show it there and I was like, oh, that's funny, isn't it? Having none of it.
Yeah.
But maybe, she's a comedian. Doesn't mean it.
She's already engaged, so if that helps.
Just doesn't mean it. No.
Trying to get you out of this.
Imagine trying to explain it to your missus.
Yeah, but like, I'd be like, look, it's for the podcast. It's for the content.
It's just the content.
But it's not for my podcast. You know what I mean?
My board is always saying to me, you go out there and flirt with that person there and see, can you get this and all? Do you know what I mean? She'll be hearing me out.
Hey, I'll introduce her to my girl then, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Wait, what girl? Just fans? Just full stop fans?
Someone who can benefit you.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone can get you something or whatever, put you on to someone else. Yeah. And if they flirt back.
So this is for all the girls that you flirted.
A very flirty mate there just introducing myself.
Yeah. It means people with makeup brands and all. That's what people get now, isn't it?
Could be.
Listen, there's a fucking billions of quid in that.
Yeah.
A makeup deal the first.
Yeah.
Lads, it's from where he's from. Where he's from in town? He's from town, yeah.
Dorsey Street.
Yeah, the first lads from Dorset with him. Now imagine explaining that to the lads. You have a makeup sponsor.
Yeah.
But the lads don't care, because the lads wouldn't be even caring that it's makeup. They just go, yeah, how much are you making off that?
Yeah, that's the question.
It's never like, you can do one. You could sell blading dildos. It doesn't matter. But the lads are like, how much
if you're making money off of that,
get me in, what do I do? Do you get me?
Just have all the boys and they get all the boys sponsored.
Yeah. Half the boys sponsored by dildos, half the boys sponsored by double A's then, you know what I mean? Getting both ends of the market. Right, we get into this.
Yep.
Right, Ab. Doesn't feel right calling you Ab.
Give us something else to call you, bro. I might have been struggling with it as well.
Fucking.
Because Ab Dole, isn't it?
Abdu.
Okay.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. But I remember one of the lads in my era growing up would call me Boo. Just because they couldn't say Abdu.
Boo.
Yeah. They go Abdu, Abu, Boo.
Like Usher.
Yeah.
That would be my bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Started when we were younger.
Again, go by Mohammed. Do Mohammed boys his ways.
Call him Mo.
Yeah.
Mo. Are you all right with Mo?
That's my little brother's name, unfortunately.
Many brothers have you got?
Khaki's all right.
Three brothers. And then two sisters.
Oh, so there's a gang of you?
Yes, seven of us in one gaff. Or there was anyway. And then I think my dad back in Libya, I don't know my dad, but I feel like he has another five or six. So there's probably a good 12 of us. Yeah, it's class. Imagine seven people in one gaff and one share.
Yeah.
It's not it. Yeah, no, my man,
there was five of us.
Yeah, there was five of us in the
flat. And one toilet.
Yeah.
And then, you think back, isn't it? I only have, I have one toilet now, but you know, when we moved out of flats, in the new gaff and those three toilets and I was like, this is
what do you mean, where is this on Dunleary or something? Three toilets, what?
It's literally 50 metres from where the flats were, three toilets in it, and it's mad.
How many bedrooms?
Four.
Okay, class, man, that's the dream right there. I used to see gaffs like that and be like, imagine having two toilets. Even my mates had that toilet under the stairs.
Yeah,
and you're like, class, that's tops.
But see, in the flats that I grew up in our block, like, we all had one toilet and they were all two bedrooms.
Yeah,
but there was one block in the flats and only the top balcony, they had four bedrooms and two toilets.
Where do you even put that?
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you fitting these four bedrooms?
They were a lot bigger days. But there was only four flats just up on one particular block with four bedrooms and two toilets. In a flat.
Penthouse boys,
seen a flat with more than...
Two bedrooms. Seen a three-bedroom flat.
Oh, I've never seen a three-bedroom flat. No. You're right, Harry.
Neither had I.
Yeah.
Ever in my life. And then I went into this flat one day and it was like, how many bedrooms have you got?
Yeah, there's three doors. You go up the landing, on the landing there's three doors, two bedrooms and a toilet.
There's a bedroom in front, down the landing, there's a bedroom there and a toilet in the
hall. And that's it,
Are these council gaffs as well?
All flats are
Good. There are some private ones now.
Flats?
No, apartments.
I feel like in Donnybrook there's some private flats.
Yeah, but they'd call apartments flats.
Okay.
Because of like Gemma Dunleavy, you know.
Yeah.
They're like up the flats, you know.
Yeah. That's cultural appropriation. It's an apartment, There needs to be do you know like flats that have like, are there any flats around that you'd go into them and you'd be inside of them and then you go to your gaff? Do you know what I mean? Like where the doors...
That's a real English thing.
Yeah.
It's like you go into them and then the balconies are on the inside of the building, if that makes sense.
No, I'm not getting a bus.
Flats and Top Boy, I like that.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Top Boy?
No, I couldn't get into it. I don't know what it was. Didn't understand the lingo and all so I wasn't really in on it.
I remember when that was big, those lads around my area that started talking like that. Where's the food, fam? What are you doing?
There's a story in this podcast for another day, but it was Calvin obviously knows where something happened around the flats there a few years ago and we went down, the lads are coming out and they're like, what's up, fam?
It's and calm and all.
It's cringe. Who the fuck are you? Man, it's like, there's a few rappers in Dublin that they'd be doing that, lads that are like, it's even worse, man. Like lads from like Stillorgan talking like that and doing the drill thing, and then like some particular lads I know that like they went to like boarding school, lads, like real, do you know what I mean? 10 grand a year type was, and then they went down to like Dolphins Barn and they're shooting their music videos in the flats in Dolphins Barn, and like at the bad ones, not the new nice ones. They're, do you know, they made sure to go down to the derelict ones and shooting shit there, and that pissed me off so much, man. Does my head in. Because like, I'm not like I was a little scrofer a bit, but like I wasn't a fucking bad man or whatever, but like, I just know what it's like to be poor, do you know? And I hate when people like use it as like the backdrop for their career or whatever, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
Like stick to your roots.
Yeah.
I don't like calling the cultural appropriation because I think that's a big woke thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bit dramatic.
You should appropriate culture. Culture is supposed to be embraced.
I just feel like working class, our culture has just stayed. Do you know, there's been a culture there. Do you know what I mean? I feel like in the middle area, it kind of gets blurry and there's no like identifiers.
I think there's a fine line though, because when you've always looked down on working class people, and especially people from the flats, like a few years ago, like maybe a decade ago, if you said you're from the flats, like people looked at you from the flats. You wouldn't literally say that, but you'd know by them, they're like, yeah. But now they're like promoting it. Up the flats, up the bows.
But do we have a culture as working class people? Like, what is working class culture? Do you know what I mean? What, it's getting out and grafting? Like, do you know what people like cultural? Oh, that's their culture. But what, wearing the tracksuit is culture?
Do you know what I mean? What do you call it?
Fashion is a part of culture, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is a thing, or like, but I don't know what the culture is.
But to me, it's not something that is culture, because it's not something that you like highlight and protect and like, look at these are different to us because of that. And I'm we're just normal fucking people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just normal people.
That could be said by any culture. It's people in their culture that they grew up with. We're just normal people.
They have trends and tendencies, though, in cultures. Do working class people have that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
like with designer clothes and like
things you say, even the way you we form sentences and accents and stuff like that.
That go down as culture.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, an accent is directly related to your culture. You know, if you're from Liverpool, I feel like the accent's half of the culture. You know.
To me, I just don't think it's that deep. Do you know what I mean? That way, people are like cultural appropriation. And Like we don't think it's that bad. Yeah, but what do you think it's that bad?
But you would be a little annoyed if you saw someone mad posh pretending to be working class or from the culture or saying, like, would you not be?
To an extent, though, like, don't.
So we should stop posh people wearing tracksuits?
No, that's not what I mean.
Like, for example, the lads that are like kind of grew up in a posh area, let's say, going to Dolphin's Barn and they're at a derelict block and they're shooting a music video and whatever. And you're like,
and then they're muting the comments because people are calling them out in the comments. Do you know what I mean?
But like, that's wrong, Colin.
Sure, that's wrong.
Like, people grew up in this.
I agree.
Like, these are trenches.
Yeah, it's not a movie scene. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not a
people step. Live here.
But like, I'm saying, it's not like, oh, that's cult. That's their culture. Don't do that. I'm like, you're not from there. Stop pretending to be from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not that deep as like, don't be making it like rooted into this thing. Just be like,
yeah, you don't like the language.
You're not from there, mate.
Yeah.
Stop pretending to be from there, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you said you had what, 3 brothers and 2 sisters? Where do you fall in the pecking order then?
Yeah, so I'm like older brother, older sister than myself. And then
you were a third of 6 kids.
Third of six kids. Yeah. And then my mom had just like me next year, my little brother, next year, my little brother, next year, my younger brother, my little sister. So it was all of us were like around the same age. And like, we just all hung around. I used to be fuming every time I did something. Like I started MMA when I was like 9. I started going to SBG when it was like the one gym and I loved it. And then my mom put my little brother in it and I was like, can't do this. And then I did football. All my little brothers in it, not playing football anymore. Did rugby, not playing rugby, did basketball. And then finally my little brother quit basketball. So I was like, that's for me.
What was Gaff like? Was it just pure chaos in there?
Yeah. Like punching the head off each other all the time. And then punching the head off other people if they picked on one of us, whatever.
That's what I was going to say. So if I never kicked off, would you all have each other's backs then?
Yeah, man. I remember like my older brother's like a proper nerd, like gamer, just in the gaff all the time. And I feel like growing up, there was a thing of people just starting fights for no reason. Like, oh, what you looking at? The kind of boys.
100%. Where did that go, by the way?
like
just bring back violence.
No,
because when we were kids, bro, I used to mount the fights I got in, right? By walking past the flat, someone say, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
and then you have to look at them,
bro.
You have to look at them to respond to them, and then, now you're actually looking at them.
Or people go, just walk up to you and just go head to head with you.
Yeah. I remember.
Now we're fighting. Like, for what?
I used to hang around with like a load of older lads. That was like bad for me. I feel like I was like 11 hanging around with 15-year-olds. And I feel looking back on it, that's kind of weird now. Do you know what I mean? Being 15, hanging around with 11-year-olds. But they all, just to like fit in, they always used to just get me to fight somebody. Be like, all right, here, fight him there. And then I'd fight whoever. And then I remember I was fighting one lad.
Another thing that's just gone.
Yeah.
Remember like someone would just say,
I think he'd back him. You,
No, he wouldn't.
Where did
that go? Maybe it's
still out there,
but go on.
Yeah, we could do it tonight. That could be another series.
We're
going
to do that to Calvin, do you?
Yeah.
Walking down Drury Street later on. See him, Teddy, he'd bat at you.
He said, and then you just, start and siphon up. And like, it is all funny now, but I remember, sorry, I was fighting this one lad and I had like, whatever, beat him, he'd fall over and it cut his hand on some rocks. And then my own mate was like, I'll sub in for him. And then subbed in and just kicked me in the head. Like, this is my good friend at the time. Yeah, just kicked me in the head. I was like, okay, sweet. That's what mates do. You know what I mean?
That didn't used to happen, though.
Yeah, mate kicking you in the head. Yeah. It was kind of funny looking back on it. just tagging in a fight. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking WrestleMania.
That used to cause a lot of fights. Did you ever play slaps? Like, we used to do that. Like, it was actually kind of when we got a little bit older. So I'm talking like 15, 16, 17, when we'd all be in the flats drinking. So there'd be gangs of us out.
Yeah.
And we'd all be just drinking a few bottles and we'd get a little bit drunk or whatever. And then people would say, do you want to have a game of slaps? And you go, yeah. And it's just slapping each other in the face. But then always it just turns to a fight.
Yeah.
Always, like, but somebody.
You start knowing it's going to go to that fight. You know what I mean? You're not starting that being like, we're just going to have a fight.
Well, even with me, like, sometimes, like, you say, yeah, and you're catching each other with a fight, but then someone catches you with a slap.
Yeah, and you go.
And then it's a noise of a slap as well, and everyone else reacts to it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give him a box now.
You have to fight, like.
Yeah.
But it's just stupid stuff, isn't it? Were you always into music when you were younger?
I was always into, like, rap music, yeah. I remember when I was, like, 9, I found out about 50 Cent, and I got my mom to, like, buy me do-rags and shit like that, because I was, like, do-rags. I didn't even know what they were for at the time. Obviously, they're for waves and shit. But I just started wearing do-rags when I was 9. And again, do-rags, a cardigan, Timberland boots is not a fucking look, man. There's some videos or pictures around there. I'll send them to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I got into 50 Cent, and then I just got into, like, rap music my whole life. All I ever listened to was rap music until I was like 18 or 19. Then I started finding out that there was other genres of music, and I was like, oh, these are class too. Yeah, I used to just think that, like, the Beatles. Do you like the Beatles?
Hate the Beatles.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I still haven't really listened to them, but, like,
swear to God, if you asked me to name 3 Beatles songs, I'm probably going to my head, I'd be dead.
I hate the Beatles. Can't stand them. Yeah, they're the most overrated band in the world as well. Remember, I went on a mad one about this with Chrissy Dignam.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Dignam had to try and calm me down. He's like, you need to realise there's no Oasis without the Beatles and all. I was like, Oasis are 10 times better than the Beatles.
Yeah. Still haven't listened to them. Like, sometimes I feel guilty not listening to them. I'm like, that's fucking Beatles, not arsed.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, a lot of rap music. There used to be a lot of dance music growing up. Like my ma would listen to, like, Kanye. And do you remember those music stations on TV? There was like Kiss, or was it Kiss or Spin, or what was it? Kiss.
Yeah, all up in the music station.
Yeah, Kerrang and all
that kind of 25 stations.
They were class. I remember, like, that's where, like, I got most of my music growing up. And then you'd like, in between ads, you'd like flick onto the mail station and be like, this is fucking
not into that. Yeah.
I'm back. So I was just rap music. And then when I was like 18, I was like, I could go to college and do finance, do maths. Like, I was going to go to UCD.
Sorry, you said you went to Temple Oak.
Yeah.
You said you were good in school, so, but you acted bollocks. Were you good academically?
Yeah, good. I'm just good. I'm just good with numbers.
Yeah.
I'm a big numbers person.
So
that obviously
explains why you wanted to do maths in
college. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I should have still done that, to be honest. I probably would have made way more fucking money doing that.
So what happened? You said you had a chance to go to college to do maths, but stopped.
I was just like, it just made sense to me. It was just like a proper tactical move where I was like, no one likes an old rapper. Do you know what I mean? Like the rap's like a young person's game. And if you get into that, I was like, I could go after college or I could just do it now. Because the college is still going to be there for me. Do you know what I mean? And so I was like, just it made sense to do it now. And then also, I wanted to make money. So I got a job and then had a girlfriend as well. So I was like, I can't go to college to do all that. So yeah, and I told my ma I got it. I did get in, but I told my ma that I was going for like the first 2 months of college. I was like, yeah, I know my courses are just like on the internet. Or like I was saying, my course starts later. And then I feel like I told my ma, like, the worst thing you could ever tell your ma is that, like, I came clean to her. I was like, I'm not going to college, man. She's like, why? And I was like, because I'm going to be a rapper. Like, imagine telling your ma, you're going to be the first person, and you're supposed to be the first person in a family to go to university. And then you're like, no, I'm going to be a rapper. And it was bad music. My first songs were, like, horrible. I was shy. I felt bad for her.
Whereabouts is your ma from?
Yeah, man. Imagine, he's gonna.
That has to be heartbreaking.
Yeah, he's the first person going to university. He's like gonna do fucking finance. We're gonna be good. We're gonna get out of the council gaff. We're gonna have fucking more than two. We're gonna have 3 bathrooms like yourself. So yeah, that was heartbreaking for her.
Yeah,
and now she told me she was proud of me a couple of years ago. That was always like.
So I'll whereabouts is she from? You said she was Irish, but.
Do you know what? I need to ask. I don't even know. I think she, right, mind? Having a clue where my man's from. Fuck, I probably should have asked that.
Was she from Dublin? Like?
Yeah, she's from Dublin. Yeah. She, but like.
Did she hit the roof?
What do you mean hit the roof?
When you were like, I'm dropping out, I'm not going to college, I'm going to be a rapper.
There's nothing she could do. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of saying, boys, is like, once I got to like 12, there wasn't really much my man could do.
Yeah.
It was just like, I remember like when I was like started 13 and 14, I started like doing things. I used to like resell Yeezys and shit like that when they first came out. So then I had my own money. Then I started buying my own stuff. Like I bought my own PlayStation, clothes, gone on holidays and stuff like that. And so she couldn't really take my PlayStation away from me. I remember at some point she like tried to turn off the internet. That was her move. That was the only last move she had. And then we just use a hotspot from your phone and you're like, and she's lost her last move.
So you're like, yeah, yeah, I'm pulling the Kanye West out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drop nail college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So see, you obviously, you didn't go to college because you knew you wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd obviously been writing songs then.
Yeah, I was writing songs, yeah, but I was writing bad songs, man, like horrible songs. Because you listen to like so much rap growing up and then you're like, I guess rap has to be like that. You know what I mean? Like the other rap songs I've heard. So like for when I was a kid, like before college, when I was like 13, 14, I was always writing raps, but like they just weren't me. Do you know what I mean? They were like this American shite. And then at like 19, 20, I was like, oh no, you can rap from your own perspective. And it's probably more interesting to rap from your own perspective. And I feel like Irish people are like just so good with words. Like even though I'm not like eloquent or whatever, yeah, I feel like Irish people just have great sayings and great ways of looking at shit. Do you know what I mean? I feel like the Irish perspective is like way different than anyone else, yeah, any other country, you know? So that's why I was like, oh, let's take our own perspective and make our own music with it.
So what rappers are you listening to?
At the time, I was listening to like Mac Miller and Kanye and stuff like that. And even like, because even Kanye, like he wasn't rapping about the same kind of boys that like the gangster rappers were rapping about. Mm. And then Mac Miller was one of those too, where he was like, again, not doing that. And so I was like, oh, there's another way with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a style, but the lyrics can be different.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You don't have
to be rapping about shooting people.
Yeah, legit, yeah. And I don't listen to much rap anymore, to be honest, which is kind of sad. I just listen to Kanye and Mac Miller, to be honest. I'm listening to like a lot more dance music now. A lot of, what else am I listening to? Just like one song from one artist, you know what I mean? I'm really bad for like not listening. Do you listen to albums?
Bro, I swear, I had this conversation yesterday. So I was saying to myself, like, obviously we were at Oasis and saying how much I love Oasis and their songs and all. And I was like, if you ask me to name like albums or not just specifically them, anyone, I love Kanye as well.
Yeah.
If you ask me to name an album from anyone, I'm fucking gone.
You ask me to name a song, I wouldn't be able to, but I'd be able to sing the song back to you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to name the songs. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that, but it's the same for anyone. I've never understood like albums and then there's like EPs and just don't get it. I'm like, oh, that song is lit.
Yeah, I love that song. And then that song and then that song. Yeah, yeah. Would you be the same?
No, I do.
No, he's in depth, like. Because I remember we had this conversation. It was actually a few years. We actually been with Gemma Dunleavy that time. We were talking about music. And you started naming albums.
Mm.
How was the
fuck? Name two albums. Album?
Lord Pure Heroin.
What's that?
You know Lord?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Lord Royals.
Oh,
first album, Pure Heroin.
Are you a big Lord person?
Oh, mate, I swear. See, Mimi, we were diehard Lord fans and she never done a tour here. And we were devastated. Swear to God, Lord Pure Heroin.
She's putting out a new album, I think, is she?
She had a big fall off there for a while. And then, name another one? Definitely, maybe. There you go.
Do you know what? I would have actually got that, which is sad.
We had a conversation there a few weeks ago about Eminem and his albums.
Yeah, boy.
And the drop off in them.
If you don't know.
Eminem should have quit at like 2012.
100%. What was the saying?
100%.
Eminem.
Casper Walsh. We had Casper Walsh on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
He said Eminem's biggest downfall is that he didn't get shot when he was 27 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe a little older, but
That is a...
Man, it's so sad. It really... Because Eminem, actually, I listened to more Eminem than anyone else. Yeah, that was like he's a big lad for me and he should have just stopped. After like Not Afraid, should have given it up.
Wasn't that the Relapse album?
Yeah, I think it was Relapse.
So he gets out of recovery, does an album about called a Relapse. Dave was perfect. And then he's like, you know what? I'll take a break. And he put out a bit of show. Then he had a comeback about 2017, 18. The Berserk album. Yeah, the album with Berserk on it.
Yeah, Rap God.
It was all right. It was all right. And then he got a bit too cocky and then he put out a load of shite at it. And you're like, mate, you were all right. Will you stop pushing your luck?
But I bet you like the biggest Eminem fans in the world can't even name all his albums at this stage. Because like, there was a point, like I'm saying, where the albums were obviously amazing. And then at this stage, so he's putting out Bleeding Secret albums and all, isn't he? Like, you wake up one morning, like a new Eminem album.
What's it called?
He done that song there that only come out.
Abracadabra or some shit like that.
Fucking shite. And everyone's it's like the song that he done before whatever. And I'm like, mate, that sounds terrible. And he's 55 years of age. And it's his grandkids.
I did mind.
And it's shite.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah. That's why I know it's shite.
Oh, I did enjoy it.
Ah, it's proper cringe, man.
Yeah.
It's real hard. Yeah. Like he's obviously
he's trying to be like
he's trying to be like he was 30 years ago.
He's trying to be like offensive, but it's just weird. Do you know what I mean? It's not even like funny offensive. Like I love a nice offensive joke. Like growing up, like a good racist joke, there was nothing better than it. Like when people are making fun of me, do you know what I mean? If the joke was good, that's all that matters. You know, I remember someone called me a camel jockey growing up and I was like, that's the funniest. Do you know like horse jockey, camel jockey. I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. But like, he was trying to, Eminem's trying to like do edgy stuff, but it's not funny, you know?
Like his edgy, the edgy stuff nowadays is like going that woke culture.
Yeah, but even that's a bit whacked as well.
Yeah, but I don't mind going that woke. But no, but or whatever, or any stuff.
Yeah,
like
again, that's born.
It's born.
Ricky Gervais came up on stage going, you can't say that in these days. We know, mate. It was funny when you'd done it 6 years ago.
Well, he did it at the prime.
Yeah, but he's still doing it. That's rung out now. You know what I mean? Move on. You can't say that. He says, you can. We're actually coming past that now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot more you can say than when you first said this.
Yeah, I feel like people have copped on a bit more now.
Do you know what I mean?
But it was all very relevant a few years ago.
Yeah, but don't.
There was a point when you.
Not like, 25, 30. 25 got past it.
Or even. Or like. Yeah. I feel like that was all COVID stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you started kind of coming out with that.
Yeah, yeah.
We all went a bit mad in COVID. I'm saying we, I mean humans. Yeah. But like, everyone just went a bit mad during COVID.
That's
what I think them people had to come from. No?
Yeah, he's at the looking at the side of it. Oh my
God. What happened?
He looked down as if there was someone there.
I was like, where is he? No, on the phone. What would he call, Charlie?
Yeah, the gang stalk is the schizophrenic people.
That sounds like.
No, I think that's like a mental illness. Is it? They're like fucked, yeah. Okay, schizophrenia. Okay. Like,
what'd you call
it? I thought it was a trend. You said it's a TikTok trend, bro.
No, it's not a trend. Just people are posting on TikTok. Do you know what I mean? It's not a trend. You just see a lot of these. Yeah, mentally. It's like, have you ever met someone that did too many yokes and now their head's just mush? That kind of buzz, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just posting on TikTok all day.
That's the best thing and the worst thing about the internet is that everyone has access to it.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone has a chance now, which is class.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's
on the other side of that, your man, I beat the final boss. Like, you're relevant because you have a bad haircut.
But like, that's not taken away from anyone's life.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But
your people, you're saying like everyone has a chance, but also everyone has a fucking, an opinion.
Yeah.
You know, like years ago, how do I phrase this? Like the internet, somebody put this up a few years ago and I just couldn't agree more. The internet made it okay for everyone to be a rat. So everyone back in the day would like hate on journalists and they'd hate on rats and but nowadays something happens in the world.
Oh, like filming stuff, and everyone's
filming it and everyone's writing, this is wrong, like, it shouldn't have happened.
The cameraman was shite, get a better angle of that,
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
I do
like
some of those videos though.
Too many people have opinions.
Don't get me wrong.
Like, you see a good knock on
If you've seen something happen and you recorded it, you'd be afraid to post it.
But
if you've seen it happen, if you were aware of something happening and you knew someone had the video, you'd be like, show me that.
Show me that,
you're mad. Send that to me. You'd be like, no, we'll get in trouble. I don't care. Send it to me.
Nah, but it's a weird place. It's a good place to get a chance at something. Everyone just has too many opinions.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. Will
this all stemmed from you dropping out of college and telling your man you're going to be a rapper.
True.
Well, you didn't even drop out of college because you weren't even enrolled. So, yeah.
Yeah, I deferred it and then I was like, I'll just keep deferring it and then just didn't go, yeah.
So tell us, how does the music career start then?
You just buy some gear and you just record it and you start recording music in your bedroom, you know, like, it's pretty cheap to do, which is, again, why I love the internet now, because it's just...
I love this is how simple it is.
But we do that about the podcast.
Yeah, literally, it's as easy as making a podcast. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just a walk out for everyone. Like.
You're
making it out like as if it was.
This is how you do it.
It's just you have to put in the hours. You know what I mean? Get good at it. And like I'm nowhere near where I think I should be, but like you just have to, just keep putting the hours. Even like when I started making music, I hadn't a clue about like actual music, the music side of things. I knew about like. How to write raps and bars and stuff like that, but I didn't understand what a melody was, didn't know what a harmony was, like just all these musical terms now. And now, like, I write, I can't sing for the life of me, but like, I love what I love more than rapping sometimes is like writing something for someone else to sing and then they sing it and you're like, oh, that sounds class. Like, it comes out how you imagined it. Do you know what I mean?
So, did you have to go back and learn all that?
No, you just do it. Like, as you're just going along, you just kind of learn things. You start working with other musicians, people that actually play instruments and stuff like that. And then you're like, oh, yeah, this is actually class. This side of it is class too. You know, you don't just have to write raps all day.
What was your first song then that you released and you show people like, look, this is my first tune. This is me.
I think it was called Last Week. I'm pretty sure I deleted it off the internet anyway, but like I really liked it. It was at the time. But I, like, even when I first started, I remember trying to like I fell into that trap of being like, oh, my favorite artists are like Americans, blah, blah, blah. Then you do the thing where you're like, oh, maybe I should sound like them. So you try to do that for like a few weeks and then you're like, this is not me. Do you know, like, even with singers, how many Irish singers sing in an Irish accent? It's kind of a tough one.
And
So where did the name Khaki Kid come from then?
I was playing basketball in America when I was like 16 or 17. And one of the coaches on the other team said to this player, he said, guard the khaki one. And in America, like khaki is like a beige color. It's not green, you know? It's like them fucking military sand color. So he was just talking about my skin color. He was like, get the khaki one.
Off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought it was funny. So I was like, let me take this down. It was like a black American guy. It sounded cool the way he said it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, the way he, I can't even do his accent, but it just sounded class. So I wrote that down at the time. And then like 2 years later, I needed a name. So I was just like Khaki Kid.
And then was there a point? Obviously, you would have started making music. You said it was shit. Was there a point when you were like, right, I'm going to make it from this?
I feel like right at the start, I thought it was class. You know what I mean? I was like, this is the best shit ever. And I thought the first song I ever released was going to go, like I was gone clear. And then, so I was like even more confident then than I am now. I'm kind of jealous of how confident I was when I first started. Do you know what I mean? Like, because the sky's the limit when you have no idea of how anything works. You're just like, but now you know about the industry and it takes time and you have to like, just be consistency. Consistency is like the most important thing.
100%.
Like you have a fucking pod every week, you know, and then the bonus eps and stuff like that. Like imagine you did that some weeks and then some weeks you just fucked off. But like
I can relate so much to what you're saying here. Yeah. Well, not in the music industry, because when I look back at the shit we were talking about at the start of this podcast, it was, for me anyway, speaking from personal perspective, it was shit. I'm talking about when, not just like the topics, I mean like when we're talking about personal life and shit like that, I'm like, why did I say that back then? And I have such different views. I'm a completely different person than I was 6 months ago, let alone fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you have all these thoughts, but then there's like, at the time, that felt good to talk about.
I feel like it's good to keep that there as well. I kind of regret deleting songs because I feel like it's like a timestamp of where you are. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah. So I always say to people, and I kind of laugh as well, like we're doing an interview and people say, what were the early episodes like? I'm like, that shit, don't listen to them. But it's nearly just a comedic thing, because in me, I'm caught in two minds with it. So when I think about the early episodes, I think, fuck me, they were really shit. To the point where me and Calvin had conversations nearly every week on, oh, I don't know if we should put that out or not. It was that shit.
Yeah.
In terms of audio, content.
Was it shit or was it what you were saying?
The audio was shit and then the content I didn't feel was great and whatever. But now I'm like, I know how shit it was, but it shows how far we've come.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So I nearly enjoy how shit they are.
Yeah.
It's nice to show someone. It's like people see this side of it and you're like, yeah, but like this is what we were doing at the start.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah,
this,
yeah,
this,
yeah.
Was, this was us not even 5 years ago.
You know,
so it's nice to look back.
What kind of setup did you have when you first started? I'm guessing you didn't have all these lights.
We weren't even here.
We're in
our mass kitchens, like with the phone.
Yeah.
Just put Calvin's phone down and he put the recorder app on.
Yeah.
And we just talked into
that. I feel like it's important to keep that then, you know, like you see, you can show people like the process.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you just had this, then people would be like, how would I ever get that?
Yeah, of course.
No, so I can relate.
Like now you have like a makeup team and all. But
yeah,
back,
you know, like, you know yourself. Yeah, back your then. Fucking brand.
Yeah.
Back a deal there.
Yeah.
Where was your first gig? Do you remember the venue?
It was in Workman's.
In the Walkman's?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
That makes sense. Yeah. That adds up.
Yeah, to see how you dress.
Yeah, proper hippie.
Proper
hippie venue.
And then you were in there battering people and you're like, what?
No fights since 18.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. But
the reason why I asked about the Khaki Kid thing is, do you feel like, is Khaki Kid your alter ego? One thing I said about you, you're a terribly nice young fella. You always you were very polite. You introduced yourself to everyone on the live show. You went out of your way to say hello to everybody. And I was like, he's a nice young fella. Then you come on the stage and just got carried away.
Can I tell you one
thing? What did I do?
When you came out, your song started.
Oh, sorry, I felt bad for, actually, I grabbed one of you. I think I grabbed you by the fucking shirt.
Oh, you grabbed me,
And I felt really bad, man. I was like, damn, that was a bit, because those are nice suits. You know, I shouldn't have done that. But
I'd say no more than 8 seconds into your song, Calvin pulled me on the stage and went, he's getting carried away. You dived off the stage.
You got straight off the stage.
Straight off the stage.
But in a good way.
That's kind of like, that's like standard for my gigs. Maybe I was doing too much, but like that's just habit.
You blew everyone away because no one was expecting you to do it. Everyone's like, because usually we have a lot of people who do repeat shows. There's people who have done multiple live shows for us and you haven't done one yet. So everyone's like, who's your man? And then you come out and you're off the stage straight away and everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then you were diving across the stage, jumping over the sofas, putting us in headlocks.
That was a bit much.
This was fucking...
Yeah, fuck.
No, it wasn't a bit much.
All right, that's good to know.
I just mean it was like high energy.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, because you weren't bouncing around backstage. You weren't itching and all. I was like, he's nice, he's calm, he's polite. I was like, he's going to give us a good, steady performance.
Yeah.
But it was just gone.
I lost the head a little bit. But I don't know, I feel like being on stage is like a... it's the best time of my life. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then I feel like you have to do everything for the people there. And so like, that's also just me because I just want to do that. But at the same time, I feel like you have to give them some energy. Do you know, you give what you want to get back. Like if I just went out when I was just like, you're too big ex-boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, yeah, you give what you want to get back. So like, if you want to get people to stand up, you have to do more than just that. Because everyone's obviously, it's a seated venue, which is even scarier because like music gigs, nobody's seated. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's like terrifying. So then I think I saw some people stand up eventually.
Oh, there's loads.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give what.
Those people getting selfies with you during the song.
Yeah. But yeah, that was class. Thank you again for having me, man.
No, you blew it out of water. I think we'll get you back.
Yeah. Look, he's like, huh?
Yeah, you can't afford me, he's saying. But the one thing I will say is he's giving her all this, you give what you get back. Did you see him on the Late Late Show? There wasn't a whisper of him. He was real quiet.
Man, I was nervous as fuck on the Late Late Show.
I was nervous as fuck.
You know what? I didn't even really care. And then, like, I was, like, cool because it's just, like, the Late Late is just a small show. Do you know, there's 200 people there. It's not, like, a massive thing. And then I'm usually fine in front of cameras and stuff like that. But then I saw, do you know your man Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on it. Yeah, but I thought he was going to do his interview, leave the stage. I come on, do my thing. I walk on stage, I'm with the lads, class, whatever. Then I look to the right and Simon Pegg's there. And I'm like, oh, fuck, Simon Pegg's going to watch us perform. So then for like the first minute, I was just like, oh, my body. I was like trying to imagine what I was like for watching from his perspective. And then I started dancing and I was like, how do you even dance, man? We had like these little coordinated shimmies. And then I was like, I forgot how to dance. So yeah, I was shitting. And then I looked to the right and then he clapped afterwards and I was like,
Simon Pegg's a big actor.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. See, this guy's culture. He listens to full albums and watches movies. Yeah, what the fuck do you do with your time?
Yeah. FIFA and Fortnite.
Yeah. Fortnite.
Man, I'd love it. That's the goal of music, to have a FIFA tune. I feel like
you're very close.
Mav is in FIFA this year.
Yeah, Mav is a last
year. Playing it. No, this year, bro.
Again?
Oh, no. So this FIFA is now, yeah.
Yeah, but the next one's out in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, but it's not out yet. So the FIFA that's out now.
Yeah, the current. Terrence is claiming it, yeah. Terrence is one of them, like, we're still the champions until someone else lifts the trophy.
We could be 17 in April next year. We're still the champions.
Until they lift the trophy, yeah.
I stopped playing FIFA at like 2013. I feel like 2013 was like peak FIFA.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
Just once you brought the Ultimate Team in, it went downhill.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm playing Ultimate Teams since like FIFA 10, so.
Ultimate Teams aren't in it that long.
Yeah. FIFA 11, FIFA 10, FIFA 11.
Oh, God.
I feel like there was still Ultimate Teams.
But it wasn't big back then, so I was playing it when I was like, and it was shit. Like, there was nothing to do on it. Do you get me?
No, you knock FIFA on, it's all Ultimate Team. If you're not playing Ultimate Team, don't play.
Yeah, but it's that money, man.
I feel like the players move all weird and all now. Yeah. They move more naturally, I'm guessing, but I don't want that.
But that Ultimate Team is making them mid-billion.
Yeah.
And I'm putting them right fuel.
Have you seen all this Labubu shit? Have you seen all that?
Yeah, man, you know when someone said that to me, I thought that was like a nickname for Louis Vuitton.
Labubu's.
So that's what I was like, like the girls, you got yourself a little Labubu. And I was like, it's Louis Vuitton.
That's made billions of quid. Like, that's literally, that's made tens of billions of quid at this point. I'm like, for a fucking teddy, man, we need to get into the teddy industry.
But,
is
it a TikTok trend? Because this is another thing I want to ask you, because obviously date night has gone big on socials.
Yeah.
But people know how to make songs that go big on socials now.
I feel like people still don't know how to do that, to be honest. Like, it's people have all these labels and all these big teams and this and that, but like, there are people that have all this money behind them and they just can't make the song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I know you can do certain things to help with it, but like, you just can't predict the internet. You know, you can't force something really. You can help it along the way, and that's what, like, if you have something, you need to put like gas on the fire. But like, it's the, if I could do it every single time, I'd do it every time. Do you know what I mean? I don't think we're there yet where you can just make one like that.
Because I feel like those same artists, it's like they're always big on TikTok and Instagram reels.
Yeah.
And it's all the songs, like all the new songs are fucking the next one the people are making reels with, you know?
Well, isn't that just the same in all aspects? Like, there's like songs before the internet, let's say, or at start, like there would have been songs that would just always get played on the radio. Like One Direction were always the radio.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean, like, everyone is making a reel with that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
Why is it always that hard? Never
well, a lot of people,
but maybe it's our fans, you know what I mean? If you have a lot of fans, then your fans are going to do it regardless.
Yeah. But did it be random people? Like,
yeah.
Someone from fucking France would make a song and all the Americans would do it.
Yeah. You know because it's like the trending audio and stuff like that. People kind of just they see that like, oh, this is a good sound to make a TikTok to all those videos.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
All praise TikTok. Praise the Lord at TikTok and Spotify. We love you.
Yeah. Your blading song, it's never off YouTube.
I did my head in, to be honest, that song after a while. I'd go onto my own fucking in TikTok and I'd see him like, oh, this is cringe. We'll just stop that dance, would you? I remember all the videos were like good, but like I remember people started trying to do dances to it and they were doing the most. They were like, because that song is just like, ooh, and people are like, going. Doing all of this kind of buzz to it. I was doing my head in. Just hearing, especially like, because before you put out a song, you've heard your own song 300 times. You know, you're recording it, you listen back, you mix it, you make the video, blah, blah, blah. So by the time you put out a song, you're like, is this even good anymore?
Yeah.
And then you hear it on TikTok again. But yeah, shout out to everyone who made a video.
What's the proudest moment so far?
Proudest moment? Oh, man, I thought this the other week. Do you know what I met this, have you ever heard of Anderson .Paak?
Yeah.
He's in this duo with Bruno Mars called Silk Sonic, and I met him like, I was at this Jameson writing retreat. Shout out to Jameson as well. You don't have a drink sponsor, do you?
No. You don't drink?
Oh yeah, he's just over. Fake the funk, man. If the money's there, or listen, the zeros. There's some whiskey.
We take a share.
Send her over.
But they had they invited him over for this writing camp yoke. So I was in Cavan there for like 4 days, and Anderson .Paak was there, and they were giving us seminars and stuff like that. But I got to meet him, and he was bang on. I felt like he's someone that like I looked up to so highly that I didn't think he was real, and then I got a chance to just meet him, and I feel like that was like a huge moment for me. Do you know, he was someone I looked up to as well a lot growing up, and then he was like he had songs with Mac Miller, or had a song with Mac Miller, and I was like, damn, I'm like one step away from him,
you know? Yeah.
Do you ever meet someone so famous that you're like, this can't be real? And like it's not just you're walking past him, like I'm here with him for the next 4 days, and just the world feels way smaller then.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
I heard a rumor about you before. You were texting.
This is a lie.
But it's a lie.
Oh, so go ahead. You said rumor. I was like, I don't know where he's going with that. But I was.
You were texting the board, and you just kept sending us songs.
Yeah. So what I would do was when I was like 12 years old, I wanted to be like futuristic and not write my lyrics down. I wanted to like have them on my phone. Yeah. And I feel like the Notes app wasn't a thing at the time. So I knew this girl that I fancied. She made a new Facebook profile. And so I was like, I'll just text her old Facebook profile, all these rap lyrics. And this is back at the time where I was telling you, I was rapping like I was 50 Cent or some shit like that. Yeah. So for like 2 years straight, I would think some raps, write them and just text them to her old Facebook profile. And then I remember telling a mate about that a couple of years ago, and because she'd never seen them, she was at the new profile. But I remember telling mates a few years ago that I went back to look at those raps and showed them how bad they were. And there was a scene message. And so she just has 2 years of like, 50 cent lyrics that she got.
25 cent lyrics.
25 fucking 5 cent lyrics, man. Like just horrible rap lyrics. So at some point in her life, she opened her phone and was like, the streets, this, blah, 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 for me. And just fucking, I can't imagine what life was like for her.
Why did you send them?
Because I didn't want to write my lyrics down on paper, you know? So I was like,
yeah, but you know, you can send stuff to yourself on Facebook Messenger.
Didn't know that. I was 12 years old.
So and who was the girl?
It was a girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to bust there.
I wanted to see how close he was to what to send.
Yeah, we used to hang around a bit. Yeah.
And not anymore, no?
No, not for years,
This when you were young.
Maybe I'll,
because I was like, imagine if this was just some random girl that you knew from the estate and you never spoke to.
I think she liked me too as well. But so, like, that makes it even worse. I feel like it'd be better for us sent out random, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like some like, meant to send it to someone else. I don't know. I feel like there's
someone else. Wrong person.
They were so bad as well, man. They were like all about the Glocks and shit like that. I was 11 years old being like, the Glock and the fucking Uzi this and the Mac that and blah, 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 and the bitch is this. Yeah, fuck. Okay. I feel so sorry for that girl, yeah.
What have you got coming up?
I have, speaking of gigs, the biggest gig I've ever done, I'm going to ever do in my life, which is the Olympia Theatre. You guys have done that now? Or the National Stadium?
No. We've done the stadium.
Stadium, same, similar capacity gig. So that's going to be that. I had a poster of that. I remember printing a picture of the National Stadium and putting it on my wall when I was like first started music. And not the National Stadium, the Olympia, because I was like, that's a goal of mine. Because like, you've had lads like David Bowie in there, you've comedians like Bill Burr in there. So
and some big names. In
yeah, there. Yeah. Which is, and then you go into the venue and you see all these posters of these lads there. So yeah, the Olympia Theatre, 29th of November. Tickets on sale 28th of
August.
August, that's the month we're in. So yeah, that's there. And then EP, which is going to be class. But yeah, EP coming up on, I'm playing the Saturday, half four, the Electric Arena. That's going to be class too. Busting out all the stops I can for that. Now, yeah. I have some, what do I have prepared for that? Yeah, just some theatrics anyway for that.
Yeah, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. I love some
Know theatrics. About
that man. Yeah. Some WWE kind of buzz.
All right.
Yeah.
You have a new song as well.
I do. I have a new song coming out too. I feel like you're like CIA. How do you know all this? Gang stalking. But no, I have a new song called CDJ coming out. You probably know it.
On the 28th of August.
On the 28th of August. Yeah. I swear you should be my manager at this point.
Bro, have you got ADHD?
I do, man. Yeah, I'm all over the gaff, to be honest. Even this, like, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time.
Yeah.
Just left, right, and center.
Go on, though. 28th of August, new song.
New song.
CDJ.
CDJ, anything else? Do I have?
CDJ Stampo.
The CDJ. Do you know the decks you play with?
Yeah.
They're called CDJs.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't touch the CDJ. That's what it's called, Don't Touch the CDJ. That's coming out 28th of August. Please make the TikToks to it. Do some dances. That's where I'm at.
Right. I feel like you're holding back on us. You're just like, yeah, look, I'm going to ramble here and this, that, and the other. I feel like there's a lot more to your story because you're making us like, I just bought a lot of this equipment and next of all, I'm doing the Olympia now in a few months.
There's all just like ups and downs. You know, like there's times where you're like, in music where you're like, this is not going to work out. Do you know what I mean? I feel like music is like a twisted game and it's like things are like not going that well for a while and you're like, oh, maybe music isn't for me. And then you get like a bit of hope and something starts doing well. I feel like this has been my whole career. Something does a little well. Then you're like, oh, maybe this is going to work out. And then you fizzle out for a little bit. But that's just the ups and downs of life. But I feel like music is kind of like a tough one. Like it's a love-hate thing, you know? And is that like where I'm at right now, I'm kind of way more confident in my music now, and like I understand that there's ups and downs, but I feel like if you're new to music, it's like terrifying, you know, when shit doesn't click like that, and or this reel doesn't do this or this TikTok doesn't do that, like what you're hoping for. But I'm kind of more confident in my music now because I'm making it more for myself. I feel like there was a stage where you were saying you could manufacture a TikTok song, and like that's what I tried to do for a little bit, and I was like, that's not the move. You just make it for yourself. And if you have your like purest intentions when you're making the tune, then even if it doesn't do well, like you're still proud of something. Whereas I felt like I was like even TikToks and stuff like that, you make a TikTok because you think this will do well, even if you don't like it. And then you put out a TikTok and it doesn't do well. So like you compromised who you are and you flopped. And so I'm kind of over that now where I'm just like trying to make art that I'm like proud of.
I just feel like you're just rushed through. He was like, how did you get started? You're like, I just bought this equipment and next of all, why here?
I feel like it's not interesting, but maybe it is for people. I don't know. Like
your story is, you said there was 60 euros.
I'm
sorry to come
back. Even when I was making the music, because I still lived with my brothers, that treated them in the one room when I started making music, and I used to hope that they would leave the gaff so then I could like start recording raps and stuff like that, but they're all gamers so they would never leave. So then at some point I was just like,
embarrassed that they were in front of them, like,
yeah, embarrassed, kind of didn't want to annoy them and stuff like that, but yeah, more so embarrassed. And then at some point I was like, I'm never going to get a chance to make it if I have to wait for them to leave. And they're like, they'd be like playing the same games together, you know, he'd be playing FIFA and he'd be playing FIFA and they'd be chatting shit to each other the whole time, or they'd be on a game like COD and they're on the same team and they're saying all the gamer words, you know, like, and I'd be recording vocals. So like in my early songs in the background, if you just took out the vocals, you could hear them in the background saying all the wild kind of shit. So like that was tough. But I feel like you just had to get over it because I knew I wouldn't get a chance in the near future to make music without like just doing it then and there. I still make music in my bedroom to this day. Do you know, like, do you know Abbey Road where they had the cover for the Beatles thing? I went to Abbey Road like maybe last year, and I guess I thought it was like, I was told it was gonna be a big deal. Went in, made a song, wrote everything, started recording it, and we were like super gassed about it. And then I went to record and I was like, oh, this is probably the worst song I've ever made in my life, in Abbey Road, and like the stakes were like mad high. And then I was like, do you know what, I'll go home and work on it. So I just went home, recorded everything at home. Now it's like one of my favorite songs I've ever made. It's not out yet, but like I just love making music at home. I feel like, and that's another thing about now, where like back in the day, if you grew up the way I did, you would just, music is just impossible. Like there was no, like imagine having to pay 100 quid for a studio or whatever, you had to know this person, like it'd be impossible. Whereas I bought 100 quid laptop, 100 quid mic stand, headphones, all of that, and then boom, here we are today, you know. So that's what I kind of love about the internet, and like the abilities to, it's in your own control, do you know. Imagine you had to like go to a podcast studio to do your first podcast, and you have to pay whatever, 100 quid an hour or 200 quid an hour for that. You just wouldn't have a chance, really.
Yeah, the barrier to entry. But this is what I'm saying. So like, you're showing people the barrier to entry is like, it's as low as you want it.
There's lads making cracking songs on their phones. You know what I mean? You can make good songs on your phone. There's this lad called Steve Lacey. He's like, you probably know one of his songs. It's called Bad Habits. But like, he's like a Grammy Award winning artist, I'm pretty sure. Made so many songs on his phone. I love that, you know?
Mm. Who do you think are the best artists in Ireland at the moment?
Best artist. There's a band called Brick Nasty.
No, yeah.
You know, Bass. Yeah, Fat Boy Johnny. Yeah. He's fucking unbelievable. Like, he's one of the
legend as well.
He's so bang. He's one of the first. He's like literally the first musician I ever met during COVID.
Right.
And like, I was getting on with him so well, and I was like, oh, this is what real music is like. And he started putting me on. But like, listen to this. Listen to D'Angelo. Listen to this gospel music. And like, he's like a big inspiration for me.
He's a legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you met him before?
Yeah.
Do you do Muay Thai?
No.
Or were you doing?
I have done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know he does a lot of that. But yeah, I feel like him. There's this lad called Femi, who's class too. He's like on his like little Chris Brown thing, but he's a sound lad on the good side of Chris Brown thing, you know.
The music side of it.
Who else? Femi, this is like how Chameleon, this is like how Joe Buller from Kildare, and he sounds like Justin Bieber, man. He's fucking, I'll have to play you some of his bits,
yeah,
but like he's like Justin Bieber but from Kildare,
right. Yeah,
okay. And he's unreal, man. He's fucking class. I feel like there's way too many to mention that.
Someone who he didn't mention fucking feel left out then.
Yeah.
I like this new wave of fucking Irish artists, especially in Dublin as well.
Oh, hipster, blah.
But because like, as you said, it's rap, but it's not like gangsta rap, alternative rap.
But
like, the tunes are catchy, the flows, the stuff you're rapping about is relatable, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know what, new age.
I feel like Irish music in general is just in a class place right now.
Yeah.
Like, and just to see even like Kneecap or like Fontaines, like lads do so well. It's even if it's not for yourself or it's not the music you'd listen to, it's just inspiring to see Irishness be celebrated, you know? And people like singing in their own accents, I think that's really important, because I don't know, like, does you two sound Irish to you?
Yeah, it's good. That's a good show.
No,
that is a good show. Yeah,
do you know, like, even I love Phil and I love Tin Lizzy. They didn't sound that Irish to me. Even listen, the boys are back in town.
From up the road.
Yeah, the boys are back in town, and I feel like they had to probably at the time make music like that. But I don't think we have to compromise on who we are in this day and age.
Yeah, that's actually a good show, because I remember hearing Thin Lizzy, and that, someone had to tell me, like, you know, they're from Dublin.
I only realised they're from Dublin. I only realised they're from Dublin like maybe 5 years ago, and like the boys are back in town. I was like, oh, they're Irish, that's class. Yeah. And then I looked into Phil.
He wouldn't be from too far from you though.
Yeah, he's from Crumlin, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So that's to the point. I was just saying, yeah, I think it's good that Irishness is being celebrated now, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, like in a real way, not the plastic Paddy's Day kind of this and that, you know.
Yeah, it's a new evolution of Irish. It's like, yeah, like it's established now, so now it's starting to grow.
That makes sense.
The foundation's already there.
Like, and I feel like there's more versions of Irishness out there as well now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I think at some point there was Irishness was like, I feel like there was one version of Irish, especially for like abroad, for people like listening. But now that like there's Irish hipsters, is fucking Irish, whatever. What are Fontaines? Punks or something like that, you know?
I don't know. Irish, this is something we were saying with the original Real Boys.
Yeah,
like, man, they were class. Like,
they were probably 5 years too early.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? If they had started 5 years later, they were fucking, they'd be selling out arenas.
There's so many lads like that as well. Do you know what I mean? That like
they still will and they still can.
I know, like, come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you mean they were before that time?
Yeah. Now I think, yeah, they were before the time, but the industry wasn't ready for them.
Yeah.
And like, do you know that blading the lyrics? You know what I mean? The Dublin accents. Now most of them are singing along.
Yeah. Now it's like there's more power to the people now. Like, now you can kind of get direct to the fans, and the industry moves with the fans. You know what I mean? The fans don't move with the industry. Like, I feel like the fans are the people who decide what's good or not, and then the label have to jump on board. Whereas back in the day, the label decide what's good, and then you just get what they serve you. You know?
Yeah. All right. I think I've plugged everything for you.
You've done my job here. Listen, I'll just fucking post you as the announcement, to be honest. No, I'm good. Is there anything you need to plug?
So EP Saturday, Electric Ring, half four. The new song, Don't Touch the CDJ. And you're playing in the Olympia on the 29th of November.
Bobby, you sound like a super fan right now. But that's it. That's everything.
Get your tickets on the 28th.
And you can Khaki Kid on all socials.
Khaki Kid on all socials. Yeah, man, I'm bad at this plugging thing. Fuck.
You stick to the rapping, will you?
I don't even know what I'm doing half the time, to be honest. Like, my manager's like, oh, you're here today. I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I got to be there in 20 minutes. That's what's kind of late today. I knew I was doing this, though. I found out this morning. Do you know what? Everything's in the calendar. I'm just bad with calendars, time, attention, all of that kind of buzz. Sorry, we were ending that podcast. We can end this now there. I feel like you are wrapping it up.
Are you going to cycle into the Olympia?
Do you know what? I saw your video, and I'm pretty sure, who else did that?
Versatile
did that. That was class when they did that. Yeah, I thought that was like, they did it live, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think they did a lot of. Obviously, you had to pre-record yours. But yeah, I think maybe I'll find a way. Maybe I'll do a wheelie learn how to wheelie from walks and roundabout to the Olympia. That'd be class.
I was going to do it live. I was going to get the Lewis down, and then the Lewis wasn't for 15 minutes, so I ended up getting the lift. Bollocks. So that's it then.
All right, thank you, boys.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
That's us for this week. Thanks to the legends at Roy Stoyle Furniture Shop for the support.
Speaking of great support, see what I did there? Roy Stoyle has everything, and I mean everything. Sofa, sorted. Beds, covered. Dining table, 6 chairs, boom. All in one house package. Plus, the lads in the store are sound as well. And if you're more of an online shopper, that's no problem.
Whack in the code GET10 on roystoyle.ie and take 10% off whatever you're buying. Free savings. What's not to love?
I'm telling you, don't sleep on this deal. Unless it's on one of the mattresses, in which case, fair play.
Roy Price, Roy Stoyle, right now. Visit www.roystoyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.